And now it's time for Men and Skins Weekly Update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Funtweets, here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Quick update on our first Around the Sports story from a minute ago on this Tampa Bay-Montreal joint proposal. The mayor of St. Petersburg, where the Rays play, Rick Kreisman, says he told Tampa Bay that he would not grant permission for them to talk to Montreal, and this deal already looks dead.
What?
Already. So all MLB did was approve them to go, you know, do more work on it. And then he came in and said, hey, I'm tired. We've got at least till 2027. I'm tired of y'all talking about trying to build a new stadium. So kind of crazy that he's kind of shutting that down right now. So
boy, he shut it down quick.
That's going to be a miracle to get that settled. So today there was a survey. Well, I don't know if the survey was not done today, but the results of a survey were published. And it is the worst things that you could do on a first date. Now,
can we guess?
You can. Absolutely.
I would say loud fart.
I've got a top seven.
Loud fart, is that on there?
Survey says?
Loud fart's not on there.
Oh, so it's acceptable
wow.
to do that.
What about fish it out?
The fart?
What?
Fish it out. Did not crack the list.
Yep. What about call your wife?
Oh, yeah, that's probably a bad thing to do.
No,
right?
I know exactly what it
they
is.
Love that.
It's the number one thing that drives everybody crazy. The other person is on their phone.
That's it. Number one, texted or was on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, which is not stopping. Like, that's just not, that's where we are now.
Mm-hmm. I got one.
Pretty much we're in a world now where you will not be listened to. People are going to be looking at your phone. It's okay. Just what the world is now.
Yep.
And it's too late. There's no going back.
This wasn't a date, but this was the first time we interviewed KT.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the guy wears Rocky Mountain jeans. Yes. That's a deal breaker on a date.
Yes. See, that wasn't, though. Those weren't like.
Those were Rocky Mountains you were wearing, right? There was no pockets
in
the back.
Yeah, that was like occasion, you know? Oh, that was right. Just like, hey, these are the jean choices I'm wearing.
Okay.
Number two.
I have one.
Okay.
I have a guess. Doing nothing but talking about yourself.
Okay. You know what was on there?
Is that
towards
now?
The I'm talking about the lower part of the list.
Okay.
Was too quiet, didn't talk enough.
Oh. Okay, okay, but just talk about yourself is not on there?
No.
Okay.
I've experienced that before. You know, on a date and it's like, "Okay, well, if you're not going to talk, I'm not going to be a puppet here who entertains you this whole night. This is probably just not going to work."
What
because
about
because you're not I'm like, plus, you have nothing to say.
But you work in radio.
You got to enjoy being turned into a puppet.
No,
it's not for everybody.
And I regretted my attitude after that once I found out that she was deaf. But like,
Right.
Oh,
when you say puppet, do you also mean love doll?
No.
Okay. What about what about look at other girls while the person's on the date?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so what you said, actually, I just found it, is number four. It says monopolize the conversation.
Okay.
Didn't ask me questions.
All right. What about have your homeboy show up and try to get in the mix?
Number two, it says...
That's number two?
Number two, the worst thing was had misleading pics on the dating profile.
Oh,
yeah.
So guilty of that.
Because now first dates, very few are happening through, hey, I got a friend, let's set you up. Or,
right,
we should go get a drink sometime. It's now
Christian Mingle.
We're on an app, we swiped on each other's name, let's go meet.
Right.
So do you, how about this? And I don't know because I'm not in that game, but Shippy and KT, you guys at different times in your lives mm-hmm. have been single and you've, you know, grown up in this era of online dating mm-hmm. and all these apps. So is it assumed that everybody's profile pic is better looking than they are? So
yes.
If you go with a realistic one that is really more on point and how you kind of look every day and your sweats or whatever, is that maybe leading them to believe that that's your best pic and so it's way worse than that?
Okay, so
that's
it's
a great question. I like that.
Thank
I like
you.
This angle.
One thing women are really good at is
finding
a way to glamorize a photo. Now, for me, my play was just post as many pictures with celebrities.
To distract.
Oh, why he's hanging out with Dirk. Oh, he's hanging out with Jesse Pinkman.
This chick is like, oh, my God, I'm going to go on a date with Joel McHale.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of that was my play.
Yeah.
Okay. How'd it work?
Not really. I mean,
they love my little dicky picture.
What?
Shippy?
That's illegal unless they request it.
I don't think you're allowed to say that on the air.
Ben's right. You if you don't ask for it, you can go to jail.
Yeah.
That's say, not until September.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, okay.
When the beard to go.
Oh,
kicks
the
in.
Rapper. I get it. I get what Jimmy was saying.
That's what I thought he was saying.
Yeah.
Number three was chewing food too loudly.
Okay.
Which, here's the thing. Don't go to dinner on a first date.
Well, hold on, though. What restaurant is... What, do you realize how loud you have to be chewing to be able to hear what someone's chewing in a loud restaurant?
Right. What? Yeah.
Like, I mean, they never close their mouth.
You know, you get one of those big Nathan's hot dogs. Kobayashi. Yeah.
How?
Oh.
That would that,
or if you're choking on it, that could be tough, yeah. too.
Are you saying that that would be a negative if that's what she ordered?
No.
Huh? Or does it matter what you order and what she orders? Is it all...
I think that's where you get in a weird place, at least for me personally. Okay. I'm a guy who doesn't like to eat in front of other people, though. So like,
you eat in front of us every day.
I know of you guys, but like first date... I don't know if you want to work in a lot of food into the mix. You should work in drinks into the mix.
Well, it's weird that you don't use your hands when you eat.
Yeah. Well, I was taught a different way.
You were raised by wolves.
Out there on the farm.
When you're sitting there with your day going, wait a minute, you're going to use your hands for this?
That's disgusting. Do you know where your hands have been?
What about, I got
still
one.
Still guessing, aren't you?
Is that okay?
I mean.
Coming up next, Kevin's going to read a list.
No, go ahead and guess. I thought we were in a good flow of me giving the thing and you guys reacting to it.
Well, I want to guess. I want to play the game, man.
It was never a game.
Yeah, it was. Ben told me we were playing a game.
Oh, good
question. Can we steal?
Next, didn't offer to pay the bill.
God, you said what I was about to say.
I would have preferred to hear that from you, Skin.
Thanks, Ben.
What if they're late?
It means more for me.
That was next. They were late.
Oh, like they might be pregnant?
They're related to you?
Oh,
not late, on their cycle.
They didn't show up
late for the date.
Yes.
Oh,
hey, I know it's our first date, but I'm late on my cycle. I don't know what that means. I'm kind of hoping, you know, I don't know. Just wanted to put it all out there on the table.
Somebody that rides a motorcycle to a date, though, to begin with, is they shouldn't be late. They're going so fast.
Right.
Yeah.
I was thinking more of a chopper.
Right.
A new study also came out today.
What about number six?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Did you say all seven things?
Yeah, we're through it all.
What were they?
I'm sure. Would you mind going back through the list? Because I know a lot of people are wanting to know if that was everything.
Number six.
I mean.
Thanks, Chippy.
I love him.
Yeah, it's hearing a lot of good stuff coming up at 6 o'clock hour.
What happened to the list? That. Where are we on the list?
I already X'd out of it. We're moving on.
X'd out of it?
X'd out. What?
So it says that more than. A new study came out that says. Before I was so rudely interrupted, and I tried to segue with a smooth transition into the second story.
Let this man dance, will you?
New study says that nearly half the young people in the United States are doing away with deodorant.
Oh, bad decision. Bad decision.
41% of 18 to 24-year-olds are ditching deodorant.
Oh, my God.
Is that because of the chemicals, bro?
So they're just out there stinking with all those student loans? I mean, that's really not a good way to start off your life.
I'm broke and I stink. Who wants to date me?
I owe a lot of money and I smell like a garbage can. Ladies.
Is this because of the McConaughey thing?
You know, I don't know if it's that. In the
chili article, peppers, those guys never shower.
Didn't really say.
They just wear socks.
Yeah.
And they basically just said young people don't think, and that's where I question every study now. They said young people don't think they need to wear deodorant. And I'm like, well, this sounds like an old guy wrote this article. Right? Who's like just like mad at young people.
No, I don't think so. I think it's based on stats and stuff.
For how many people were surveyed then?
With all the people that were late on their cycle.
Now, they did mention that Justin Bieber, who's 25, is releasing a vegan deodorant.
He started against the Rangers today.
Dude, I'm glad we got two on him in the first inning because he was pretty good for the rest of the game. But yeah, there it is. No deodorant usage for young people.
What did that have
what
to
do?
What do
you do? What if your kids go up and like, hey, we don't do deodorant?
They can't live in my house.
Why would someone think they don't have to use deodorant?
I really think it's the – I think there's like this generation of people. There's like, McConaughey doesn't wear it and natural musk and all this kind of stuff. And they didn't have deodorant in the 1800s, bro.
Oh, man. I can't – every once in a while you get into a taxi or an Uber and you're forced, you're held hostage by someone with that personal policy. And that's great that you have that policy. But, okay. Man, do you have to trap me with it?
Another offensive rant against foreigners?
No, I'm only talking about Americans.
Right.
American cab drivers.
Yes. Yes, me too.
And Uber
How
drivers.
How dare they comment on ethnicity?
What were you saying? I'm talking about 20 to 24-year-old Americans.
I know, me too.
With all this student debt who are driving Ubers.
Right.
And forcing their pit stank on me.
Right, me too.
It's like...
You know, sometimes you get retweeted, like you someone retweets something into your timeline. Like, you don't necessarily follow this person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But someone that you know retweets something into your timeline.
What an incredible drop question that would have been.
There was one today with this, and it's like a hot chick, and she's probably an influencer or something. And she's talking about how she doesn't know anyone who showers daily. He's like, every other day. And so she posts up a poll question. Do you shower daily? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And it was 52% yes, 48% no.
52% of people have showered with John Daly?
I think I have to do. No, daily. No, I
didn't. What'd you say?
Showered daily.
With John Daly?
No, not with John Daly. Just
oh. Do you understand the question?
Every day.
I understand. Yeah, I thought he meant Quentin Daly.
So there are people in this world who don't shower every day, and I don't guess I realize that.
No, I think that I'm not going to lie here, guys. If I didn't do anything active, which is most days, I might go to bed without shower and then shower the next morning.
Okay, so you put it off.
But you shower that morning.
A day
not necessarily.
And a half.
Oh, full 24.
Like what
with
I'm
no
saying
shower.
Is if I showered, let's say I showered on Wednesday night, and then the next day I did nothing active,
uh-huh.
There's a greater than zero chance that I'll go to bed Thursday night without showering and shower Friday morning before I leave.
So it's a day and a half that you want.
I'm minimum at least one shower a day, many times multiple showers per day.
Oh, really? Multiple showers?
Yeah.
Why?
To get the stink off.
Just because.
Because of those hot dogs.
Because I like to keep it clean.
Hey, man, take care of the planet, dude.
Yeah, man. Conserve some energy and water for our kids.
Maybe you wouldn't have to manscape yourself all the time if you take a shower.
No, I'm a quick grower. I'm a quick grower.
You guys want to do some basketball stuff?
When you've been growing pubes as long as I've been growing pubes. Oh,
that's not a coffee point.
Seven or eight.
That's not a good kip. Okay,
he's got to talk to us right now.
Yeah, it's going to give him a remote headset.